mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Fabulous photos? There's an app for that. In fact, there are lots and lots, and it seems like everybody's got them. Adam Bronckhorst has some tips to transform your tossed-off smartphone snapshots into expressive, vibrant photos worthy of keeping, printing, and showing off. Adam is a professional portrait photographer based in Brighton, England, and he's out with a new book called Snapshot. That's Snap with two P's. It's a showcase of terrific photos and a guide to taking great pictures with smartphones and apps. And he's on the line with us from the UK. Adam Bronckhorst, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello, Virginia.
Does it matter what kind of camera phone you have when it comes to taking great pictures?
I don't think so. I think you can take a good photo with any camera, whether it's a phone or a film camera or a digital camera. So I think that any phone can take a good photo as long as there's a good photo in front of the phone.
Actually, there's a terrific photo in the book. There are many great photos, but one is of this kind of snowy, deserted place that could be Antarctica, and there's a lone flag in this message that says, "The best camera is the one that's with you." How has it changed your photography, having a pocket camera all the time?
Well, it just means that wherever I am, I've always got a camera with me. I shoot with a big digital SLR for my job, and I document my kids throughout my life. I've got a digital point and shoot. I've got lots of film cameras, but whenever I leave the house with just my phone, I've always got a camera on me. And I just love the fact that I can take a photo, I can edit it, and I can upload it to a website there and then, so people can see exactly what I'm doing when I'm doing it. They don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about getting home when waiting for the memory card to be full, putting it into my computer, transferring it on there, doing a bit of editing, and then uploading it to a social network site. I've just got something with me at every stage of wherever I am, and I can put that photo online at exactly that moment.
Well, let's hear some of the advice from the professional photographer. Is there a number one most important thing to consider when taking photos with a phone camera?
I'm a great believer, and this is what the book is all about, is that basic photography principles should always be used. You shouldn't forget the photography principles. So you always want to think about the photo that you're taking. Make sure that it's a good photo in the first place. Anything that can be applied to any camera can be applied to a phone. So my number one rule is get closer.
Hmm.
Always get closer to your subject. There's a fantastic photographer out there called Robert Capa. He's not out there anymore. He passed away, unfortunately. But his rule was, if your photos aren't good enough, you're not close enough. So people stand too far away. I always like to see people interacting with the subject and photos that they're taking. So I always say, get closer. You need to make sure that you're there interacting with the subject. But
And that must be a little bit easier with, you know, you use this big camera when you're doing portraits, but with a smartphone, you can just get right in there.
Yeah, I think people are really used to seeing having their photos taken with smartphones and seeing people taking photos with smartphones. So they're not as wary as when you get like a big camera with a big lens on it. You can actually get a lot more subtle photos with your camera phone.
How about some other tips about, I guess you talk about composition, for example, in the book?
Well, there's basic photography principles that shouldn't be forgotten. So there's photography rules, things like the rules of third and golden spiral and leading line. So these are all photography principles that can be applied to smartphones. But I think as long as you frame something up nicely and it appeals to you, and spend a bit of time thinking about the photo and thinking, is this the best way to take it? But I'm also a great believer in documenting your life and photographing real life. So tell a story with your photos. And I'm also a massive believer in sharing photos with people. So it's all very well taking all these fantastic photos and taking them home and putting them on your computer, but you need to make connections with people. So upload them to Facebook, upload them to Twitter, Flickr, your social network, whatever you're on, share them with people. But photographs are meant to be seen.
You have a lot of advice on that in the book, and up to loads of things. Get advice on using flash or not, multiple exposures, editing shots, how to save them, back up your computer. I mean, this is a pretty complete book. But I'm wondering about, for you, looking at the ubiquity of digital photography now, it allows us to take hundreds of photos at a time, delete the ones we don't like, take more pictures. What does this do to this so-called decisive moment of photography, Adam?
It's definitely made it more interesting. There are so many, well, there are more photos taken in the last 6 months than in history, apparently. That's what's been going out there. That's what people are saying. We are taking more photos than ever before. I am a great believer in the decisive moment and in making sure that you get the right photo. So spending your time making sure, have I got the right angle? Is there something coming out of my subject's head? Is there a tree behind them that looks a little bit silly? If I move slightly to the left, is that going to improve the photo, the composition? So one of the apps that I use the most is Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little refresher on that. It transforms digital photographs into pictures that you can make them use loads of effects to make them look like they're from an old Polaroid or a pinhole camera. So what's behind
That's
it for
right.
you?
I think if there is one app that everyone has embraced, the one photography app that everyone has embraced, it's Instagram. And I think if you're not on it, get on it, because it's what I use 99% of the time now.
Adam, I'm curious. What do you think is behind that? This craving for an older, maybe even more deliberate look. Is this a reaction to the digital camera age?
I think that what happened first was that when the cameras came out, they weren't the best quality. They didn't have loads of megapixels. They didn't handle light that well. So one way to actually transform a picture and to kind of save it was to put a filter on it and to make it either into black and white or to the vintage feel or to look old. But there's a saying that the Impressionist painters used. They said that they didn't paint what was there. They painted what they saw.
Hmm.
I think that's really interesting. And I think that what Instagram has helped do is that when I take a photo, I tend to use, there's only a couple of filters that I tend to use on there. But I think it's developed into my style. It's how I see the world. And I think it's turned my photos into, or it turns photos into works of art rather than just a pure documentation of what was there. Now, there's nothing wrong with documenting what's there, but if you want to make something a little bit more interesting or show people the world as you see it, I think these filters are great.
Do you think that there will ever be a Pulitzer Prize award-winning photograph taken on a smartphone?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. There's been photos on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. There's been pictures from Afghanistan of soldiers over there. There's a very prestigious National Portrait Photography Prize over in the UK, and this year or last year, one of the photos was taken through Hipstamatic, which is another app on
mm-hmm.
there. And I was absolutely over the moon to see that a photo from an iPhone and an app has been submitted into this very prestigious portrait prize. I don't see why not. There's stock libraries that are accepting photos from smartphones and apps now. And it's becoming a lot more common. It's become part of our visual language.
I wonder, you mentioned Robert Capa, and a lot of people may remember the very iconic photograph of the Spanish, during the Spanish Civil War, the fighter being shot, at this moment of being shot. What do you think some of these great 20th century photographers who kind of created the language of photography for us, what would they think of the smartphone camera?
Well, it's funny you say that, because about 6 months ago, I actually put something out on Twitter and asked and said if Henri Cartier-Bresson was alive today, would he be using a smartphone rather than his trusty Leica? Annie Liveris, who is possibly, arguably, one of the top five photographers in the world, definitely one of the most well-known photographers in the world, she's said publicly that it's her favourite camera. She loves using the iPhone. It's instancy.
Do I hear one of the subjects of your photographs there in the background?
Yes, I'm very sorry about that. That's my little girl.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Annie Leibovitz says she loves it, right?
Yeah, she absolutely loves the phone. And I think that there is something to be said about having a photography studio in the palm of your hand.
What's the best picture you ever took on a smartphone? I see a self-portrait of you dressed as Superman. At least Batman. I'm going to suspect it's you.
I don't know. It changes often. It could be one that I took today. I don't know if there's ever one out there. I think just one that I don't think I'll know that until I look back in 20 years' time or something like that. It may be that, actually, no, I could answer that, but it may be that there's a picture of my kids as they're growing up that I don't realize the importance of it until I look at it with hindsight. But actually saying that, the birth of my daughter, who you just heard in the background,
yeah.
I had my big digital SLR with us when we were in hospital, and I had my iPhone, and it was literally 5 minutes after she was born, I grabbed the iPhone and I took a photo of her on the iPhone because it was a lot easier than getting a digital SLR. And that's made it into the book. So I think I just love the fact that it's so accessible that I've got it there and it documents my life and it'll be documenting it throughout. So I think the birth of my daughter, her still covered in gunk and goo and whatnot. I heard the previous caller was talking about birth photos as well, so it's quite appropriate. But I think that one at the moment is the first one that comes to mind. But you asked me that in 10 minutes' time and it might be something different.
Well, it's a beautiful portrait in this minute in time. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us, Adam.
Absolute pleasure.
Photographer Adam Bronckhorst, he's author of the new book Snap Shots. It's a guide to taking great pictures with smartphones and apps. Now, there is a link to more on his book and some of his terrific pictures at wordofmouthradio.org. If you'd like to also see some of the winning smartphone and digital pictures taken by our listeners, you can visit our slideshow at wordofmouthradio.org or submit your own pics and tips on Facebook and on Twitter. Coming up, He Made a Zoo. A retiree finally realizes his dream of running an animal park on Martha's Vineyard, of all places. That's when Word of Mouth continues.